The 30th Alaska State Legislature was sworn into office today. It faces a fiscal crisis that's grown over the past 4 years as oil revenue declined. Attention is focused on the State House, which has a new majority. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what's different about the House this year.
For the first time in 24 years, there will be a new House majority. A coalition of 17 Democrats, 3 Republicans, and 2 independents took over from the longtime Republican-led majority. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallette gaveled in the session.
I'd like to call the House to order.
Dillingham Democrat Bryce Edgman was elected Speaker. New Anchorage Republican Representative David Eastman was the only vote against Edgman. Edgman says he's hopeful that the legislature will reach a fiscal solution that is both balanced in terms of serving vulnerable populations and sustainable into the future.
We stand here in a moment of time knowing that Alaska is facing a fiscal crisis unlike any other times in its short history.
Alaska's state government is still spending more than $3 billion more than it's raising in oil revenue, taxes, and fees. And it's not clear yet if the state will have enough money to fund services like schools at current levels, or whether it will make changes to the permanent fund dividend. The House majority came together with a goal of reaching a budget plan that will include both new taxes and spending cuts. Edgman says that while nothing is off of the table for budget cuts, the fiscal solution can't depend on deep cuts to schools and health and social services.
Our caucus doesn't believe that we have room to make those major reductions. We've already made a lot of reductions heretofore, and that the next step is to tackle those very difficult choices when it comes towards generating new revenues.
Edgman says he'll face a challenge in steering legislation through.
With the narrow margin that we have in the House of Representatives, it's a 22-18 majority-minority split, that the Speaker's role might be more pronounced this session than, perhaps at times in the past.
House Minority Leader Charisse Millett faces her own challenge. 8 of the 18 members of the Republican caucus are new to the legislature, but the Anchorage Republican says they're ready to work.
Our new caucus is fantastic. The 8 members just bring, added experience. There's a lot of municipal government experience.
While Edgman says the majority looks forward to working with Governor Bill Walker's administration to close an $890 million hole in the budget, Millett was sharply critical of the gap that Walker left in his spending plan.
For me, it was a little disingenuous. He is the leader. He's the governor. He's supposed to put forward a budget. We're supposed to review it.
Today also marked a historic moment that Edgman noted in his remarks.
It's certainly not lost on me, as profound as this moment is for me personally, that this is also a moment in history for I sit here as the first Speaker of the House of Representatives of Alaska Native Heritage.
Edgman has Aleut heritage. He says he hopes he's the first in a long line of Alaska Native House speakers. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.